This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to hour number two on radio and hour number one on Liddell TV. And you know, it's funny because I already did my Real America's Voice TV show for the night. I tape that every afternoon around 1 o'clock, actually 1:30, and I get done by 2:45, and then by three I'm starting radio. These are Vegas times, West Coast times. By three I'm starting radio, and then 4 o'clock radio, 5 o'clock radio. A lot going on. When I taped my Real America's Voice TV show for tonight, there were certain stories that were not in the news, but that I'm going to go through now. Big news stories out there, James O'Keefe. And so I didn't even get that for tonight's Real America's Voice show, but you're getting it here. James O'Keefe releases the most important story of his entire career. He exposes the CIA and its illegal operation against Trump. Footage from an undercover operation by O'Keefe Media Group reveals shocking claims made by Ahmad. Looks like Fizi, I think you pronounce it, a project manager working in cyber operations for the CIA and an NSA contractor with top secret clearance. And in the footage, it's all on video, Fizi of the CIA and the NSA, the man with top secret clearance, claims the intelligence agencies withheld information from President Trump, including former CIA directors Gina Haspel and Mike Pompeo, because they believed Trump was a Russian asset who would leak sensitive information. Fizi also claims the agencies used FISA to spy on Trump and his team and continue to monitor him, which I assume means after he was elected president. So in other words, our spy agencies are spying on the president of the United States. Not this president, the prior president, Trump. Not Biden. No one said anything about spying on Biden. Why spy on Biden? They own Biden. They tell him what to say. They write the scripts. But Trump, they spied on. And, of course, that's a crime, but who's going to arrest you when the only agency dirtier than the CIA would be the FBI and the DOJ, and they're all in bed together? So there's no one to arrest you, you know? It's like when the police chief is committing all the burglaries, who's going to arrest the police chief when he's the chief of police? And he gives the orders. Who arrests the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland? Who arrests the head of the FBI? Who arrests from the CIA, from the FBI and the DOJ? Who's going to arrest the head of the CIA and the head of the NSA? They're all in bed together. They all hate Trump. They all have Trump derangement syndrome. So the footage supports earlier reports by investigative journalists that the American intelligence community ran an illegal spy operation against Trump's 2016 campaign, which of course led to the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane probe and led to Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation into Russian collusion, which found no evidence. And then later on, Fizi could face this CIA guy, CIA operative, NSA operative, could face legal consequences for violating internal agency provisions and federal laws if his statements are proven true. However, knowing that, when confronted by James O'Keefe in the streets of D.C., he denied making the statements and would not confirm his top secret clearance and refused to confirm his employment at the CIA. So James O'Keefe called this the most important story of his entire career. And once again, I'm sure the media will ignore it, because the media ignored Hunter Biden's laptop and everything else you can name. The COVID vaccines killing people, the rigged stolen election. The media ignores everything that matters in America. The inflation, the scam by Biden to create inflation called the Green New Deal and green energy boondoggle and climate change fraud. The media ignores all of it. Nothing. You're not allowed to talk about anything that's true in the media if it's against Democrats, if it hurts Democrats. So that wasn't in the news when I opened my show. And there also was a story at Fox News, one of the lead stories an hour ago, that was not in the news when I opened my Real America's Voice show. That was about Joe Biden. People are asking, where is Joe Biden? Because the entire nation's colleges are under fire and on fire, right? For all intents and purposes, they're not really on fire, as in a fire, a bonfire is not burning the buildings down. But they are on fire. Jewish students can't even walk on campus. And Joe Biden says nothing and does nothing. He's like Sergeant Schultz. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I do nothing. I say nothing. Joe Biden is nowhere to be found. He's hiding in his Delaware basement with a mask and a diaper on. And people are asking, where is Joe Biden? And they're saying, hashtag unfit to lead. And I try to explain in hour one why that's happening. And I'll do it briefly here because there's another story, a couple stories I want to get to that I never really got to in hour number one. So when you look at the Democrat Party, I'll bet you upwards of 80% of the money is donated by Jewish donors. Again, let's not get into that debate or discuss why did Jews vote Democrat? Why did Jews support people like Joe Biden and Barack Obama who hate Jews and want to bring Jews down and destroy Jews? I don't even want to get into that right now. I'm Jewish. I don't even want to get into that right now. Jews are brainwashed. I don't know what else to tell you. Jewish Democrats, Jewish liberals are brainwashed. They're smart. They're Ivy League educated. They're elite. They're amazing. They make a lot of money. Somehow they're brainwashed when it comes to politics. They always make the wrong decision. But I know plenty of Jewish conservatives now. So it's not all Jews. It's just liberal Jews who are brainwashed. But there are starting to be a nice amount of Jewish Republican conservative businessmen who understand that Donald Trump is the only hope to save this country and capitalism. And so it's changing a little bit, at least with the people who run businesses. But too many of my fellow Jews vote Democrat, no question. But having said that, I would say they give 70 to 80% of all the money to the Democrat Party. So Joe Biden, on one hand, has all the Jewish donors who are the most successful people in America. They're amazing. Jewish people are amazing people. They're so hardworking and so educated and so studious and so successful in business. They're amazing. But why they donate to Democrats, that's not amazing. That's stupid. That's self-destructive. That's self-hating. But nonetheless, Biden has this conundrum. It's like having a devil on one shoulder, an angel on the other. He's got Jewish donors who contribute most of the money of the Democrat Party, and then he's got all the voters themselves who hate Jews and hate Israel. Many of them Muslim, but many of them misguided, dysfunctional nut jobs of the white liberal radical variety. So the Democrat Party has the Jewish money and the Jewish donors, and then they've got the majority of voters who hate Jews and hate Israel. So he's paralyzed. Joe Biden and his staff have no idea what to do. And that's why in Israel versus Gaza, they've been going back and forth, back and forth. One minute he's the biggest supporter of Israel. The next minute he's demanding a ceasefire. He's cutting off aid. And you're going, this is like a tennis match in Wimbledon. It's like Biden loves the Jews. Biden hates Jews. Biden loves Jews. Because he's whiplashed. He doesn't know what to do. The entire money of the Democrat Party is Jewish donors. And this is not some conspiracy theory. In 2004, I was a member of the Republican Jewish Coalition, and we had a convention, and I remember the head of the Republican Jewish Coalition giving a speech and saying how proud he was that 60% plus of all the money donated to the George W. Bush campaign was provided by not just Jewish donors, but Jewish donors from one organization, the Republican Jewish Organization, Republican Jewish Coalition, RJC, gave 60% of the money to George W. Bush's presidential run. So what do you think the numbers are on the Democrat side when 80% of Jews are Democrats? I would say at least 80 to 90% of the money raised, certainly the big money raised by Democrats, is from very successful Jewish people in Wall Street and in Hollywood and in Silicon Valley and in business in general. Real estate, right? Stocks, bonds, real estate, whatever it may be. A lot of successful Jewish people out there. I'm not someone who's criticizing or making up stories here. I'm someone who's telling you facts, telling you the truth. And I'm a fan. I'm a Jew, and I love the Jewish people. I'm proud of how successful we are. It's due to hard work. We didn't make it by mistake. We didn't make it any bad way. So I'm very proud of that fact. But it's why Joe Biden is paralyzed. And on the Republican side, nobody's paralyzed. You know why? It has nothing to do with money. The Republican Party is mostly Christians who go to church. And most Christians who go to church read the Bible. People who read the Bible know Jews are the chosen people and know that God loves Israel. And God said, if you bless Israel, you're blessed. If you curse Israel, you're cursed. Most Christians love Israel just because they love God, they love Jesus, and they love the Bible. And the Bible says it's God's chosen people, and so they won't abandon Israel. That's why the Republican Party is pro-Israel. And they're never pro-Muslim or radical Islam. Democrats don't know what to do because they get so much money, and yet so much of their base hates Jews and hates Israel. All right, MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's a $25 extravaganza. Everything's $25. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack towel set, $25. Brand-new product. Four-pack dish towels, $25. Premium MyPillows, king-size, $25. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root. WAR at MyPillow.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com. Also with promo code WAR at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality, freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Raw and unfiltered. Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The roots on fire. So now I'll get to the story that I opened my Real America's Voice show. That's at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific tonight. And I thought was the biggest story of the day, but I never got to it because James O'Keefe got in the way. And the story of Joe Biden, why he's paralyzed with fear and no one understands why he's not getting involved in the campus stuff. I just explain why. Very few people can explain it. I explained it. Okay? I don't have to be shy. Okay, Jews are very successful people. They're giving them the money. The base hates Jews. So what do? No matter what you say, you're going to offend someone and turn them off. He doesn't want to lose Michigan, which has got so many Muslim voters. He doesn't want to lose Minnesota, which is very close and has so many Muslim voters. And then he's got all these white liberals who hate Jews now and hate Israel. So Joe Biden has nowhere to go. Right? Nowhere to go. No matter where he goes, he offends somebody. So I opened the show talking about the Biden regime considering flooding the U.S. with refugees from Gaza, which I mentioned on last night's show, but I didn't know if it was correct or not. My buddy told me about it, and he said they were talking about it in the media, but he got it a little bit wrong because he said they were doing it and they were bringing the whole Gaza to America. And in reality, the Biden administration is considering doing it, and they're saying they want to bring some refugees from Gaza, not the entire Gaza. Well, guess what? He kind of had a right, because my opinion is, it's an opinion show, this administration wants to bring everyone from Gaza, because these are all Democrat voters. They're sheep. They're cradle-to-grave welfare people in Gaza. That's why no Arab country in the world wants them. There's not one Muslim country in the world that has ever wanted the Palestinians or allowed them in. Because wherever they go, they cause trouble, they cause crime, and they eat up the entire country's revenues because they all want welfare. It's terrible to have to say a stereotype like that, but it's true. Why does no Muslim country ever want the Palestinians? They're all stuck in these slums, and you keep blaming Israel for it. Israel has nothing to do with it. Those Muslim countries can help them anytime they want, and they never do. Egypt wants nothing to do with them. Saudi Arabia wants nothing to do with them. Iran, Iraq want nothing to do with them. Jordan wants nothing to do with them. Nobody wants the Palestinians. Biden or his boss Obama are going to bring all of them here. So it may start out with a small amount. It may start out with a few thousand or a few tens of thousands, but it's going to be hundreds of thousands or a million or more when we get done. Because you see what this administration is about, and you see what they do. So if they say we might bring some of them in, I know they're going to bring all of them in. And why would you bring all of them in the middle of this conflagration, this disastrous anarchy in the streets of every college in America where they're flying Palestinian flags? Now you're going to bring the whole Palestine here? The whole Gaza and every Palestinian here? Because so many of them are violent, poverty-stricken, and so many are terrorists. Okay? Nothing wrong with what I'm saying. Just like Trump, when he announced for president in 15, and nobody was with him, he had 1% in the polls. I was with him from the first minute, and I loved his opening speech, that coming over that border is criminals and murderers and rapists and bad people and welfare and drugs and all the problems of the world. Not everyone, he said. There are some good people. I remember he said something just like that. But lots of them are bad. And everybody jumped on Trump. Oh, my God, what a terrible thing to say. No, it's not. It's the truth. And I'm telling you the truth about Gaza. The people of Gaza aren't wanted by any Muslim country in the world because all they do is welfare and crime and terrorism. Nobody wants them. Cause trouble wherever they go. Now you're going to bring them to America and cause that trouble here. Who would do that? What kind of an insane suicide bomber would do that? Joe Biden and his boss, Barack Obama. Obama's been at the root of every problem since the day he came on the national scene. This is all Obama. Obama may have been born in Honolulu. I have no idea. I've never questioned his birth. But he was fact. He was raised in Indonesia, the world's biggest Muslim country. Obama may claim to be a Christian. I've never questioned it. I don't know what he is. I don't know what's in a man's mind. I've never said he's a Muslim. But he was raised in a Muslim country where they taught him to hate Jews. So don't take my word for it. Alan Dershowitz, the most liberal Democrat lawyer, maybe the greatest lawyer in America. He came out 3 months ago and said, I'm so sorry I ever supported Obama. Obama hates Jews. Obama is despicable. Obama hates Jews. Obama is responsible for what's going on with all the protests in the streets. That was before the college problem. Before the college problem. We had protests in the streets instead of protests at colleges. All right, God Truth America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I really don't have to say much. God Truth America, go there. You'll find out about all the corruption, all the dirty courts, George Soros, all the problems in America, all the corruption in America, all the corruption with the police in Boston and New England. Whitey Bulger, 1 year anniversary of Whitey Bulger, them proving with photos he's alive. The FBI lied to you, the government lied to you. God Truth America. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
War now.
USA News Update. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that President Biden has consistently condemned anti-Semitism. She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased Wednesday, standing at $3.66 a gallon. That's according to AAA. This price remains the same as a week ago. ago, but is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in more than two decades since July. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The roots on fire. I'm just here to kind of introduce a quick segment, then I'll be back live. But I want to introduce a segment from my Real America's Voice TV show from last night. My guest was the former Prime Minister of England, otherwise known as the United Kingdom, Liz Truss. And she was my guest, and she was a breath of fresh air. She is a real kind of Reagan, Thatcher, Trump conservative. She endorsed President Trump. She warned that the deep state is out to get him. And we had a great interview together, and she explained how the deep state in England is alive and real and just like here. And they got her, and they kicked her out of office. And she's now warning they're going to come after Trump the minute he gets in office. So my interview with the UK Prime Minister right now. All right, we've got a great guest with us today, the former Prime Minister of England, otherwise known as Great Britain or the United Kingdom. Liz Truss is with us. She's the author of a new book, 10 Years to Save the West. I'm not so sure we have 10 years. I think we have more like a few months to save the West till November 5th when we see if Trump's elected. But I love her term as UK Prime Minister. I love her books, General Principles, and I wanted to bring her in to talk about it. The subtitle, by the way, Leading the Revolution Against Globalism, Socialism, and the Liberal Establishment. She's talking music to my ears. Prime Minister Liz Truss, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Great to be on the show, Wayne.
All right, so let's get into it. Well, actually, before I get to your book, I have 1,000 questions about your book. But the first thing I want to get to is that you've endorsed President Donald Trump for President of the United States again. And I want to ask why you made that decision.
Well, I served in the UK cabinet under President Trump. And when President Biden was in office, and I can tell you, the world was safer under President Trump. We didn't have wars breaking out in the Middle East. Putin had not invaded Ukraine, and China were back in their box. And the problem is that the West has shown weakness, and we've shown weakness against our internal enemies, whether it's the woke warriors, whether it's the ego extremists, whether it's the anti-capitalists. But also there has been too much weakness shown to our enemies overseas. And what I am saying is that we need conservatives back in power. And those conservatives need to be tough, because they need to be taken on the administrative state, which has become hugely powerful here in Britain, but also in the United States of America.
And you were not only a witness, but a victim of the deep state. You say in your book and in your public statements that they took you out of office very quickly, and that they're lying in wait for President Donald J. Trump, that if he wins again, and I'm sure they're going to do everything they can to make sure he doesn't win again and rig it so he doesn't win again. But if he overcomes all that, which I believe he will, he's ahead by landslide proportions in most credible polls here. If he wins this thing, you say they're laying in wait to destroy his administration and stop him from carrying out his agenda. Give us examples of what the deep state did to you.
That's what they did to me. So what happened was, I got elected on a mandate. The Conservative members supported my policies. They wanted to see tax cuts. They wanted to see us get on with fracking to cut our energy prices. They wanted us to take back control from the unelected bureaucrats and make it democratically accountable again. But what I faced was a massive backlash. And essentially, the Bank of England, which is our equivalent of the Federal Reserve, undermined my policies. They announced the sale of government bonds the day before we put our budget forward. And they sought to blame their failings on regulation on the government. And I'm afraid too much of the liberal media in Britain bought into that. So what I'm worried about in the United States is I want President Trump to win. He's got the right policies. But we already see organizations like the Congressional Budget Office saying that there could be trouble. There could be trouble on the markets. And what we know is it's only conservative economic policies, conservative immigration policies, conservative security policies that will actually deliver a victory for the West.
Well, there certainly couldn't be much more trouble for the economy than massive stag inflation and green energy that's made our electric bills go through the roof, and the gas prices in our car that have gone through the roof, and an open border that's let in millions of people that causes inflation because we're spending a half trillion a year on it. So the Congressional Budget Office must be in the bag, as they say, for President Biden, and they want to get rid of Trump, which is once again the deep state.
You think it's bad in the US, but our energy prices in Britain are twice what they are in the UK, in the US. Think of what that means for people filling up at the, what you would call the gasoline pump. Think of what it means for British industry. This is why I want to see Britain fracking. I want to see us use our oil and gas reserves so we can actually compete with China and Russia, who are sitting on huge natural resources. And this is vital if we are going to succeed in maintaining our way of life. And the problem is the eco-extremists want to undermine our way of life. They believe in degrowth. They don't want to see ordinary people in Britain and America succeed. And that is what we are fighting, because too many of them have now taken over our institutions. So we have institutions that are promoting these policies. They're promoting wokeism. They're promoting eco-extremism. And what they should be doing is helping us make our countries successful.
Exactly. And the way to do that, as a former American politician, female, said Sarah Palin, drill, baby, drill. Because if you want middle-class people to live great quality of lives, which we've had in America all these years, it's because their electric bill is cheap, their gas bill is cheap, heating their home is cheap, air conditioning their home is cheap, gas in their car is cheap. And to get the groceries and the products to market is cheap because of cheap gas for the diesel fuel for the trucks. But the minute you have green energy and climate change and all this other nonsense, you destroy the economy and you wipe out middle class people, and their whole income is destroyed by inflation.
That's right. And meanwhile, the Chinese are building coal-fired power stations every week. You know, we are engaged in unilateral economic disarmament. We are damaging our own economies whilst our enemies are using oil and gas to power their economies. And we need to turn that around. And the key to turning that around across the free world is making sure we get President Trump elected and he changes those policies from the United States of America. That is incredibly important, not just for the future of the United States, but also for the future of the free world. There's a lot riding on this. And the reason I talk about 10 years to save the West is just getting into office is not enough. I know I got into office, I became prime minister, I put forward the policies, but what I faced was massive resistance from what you would call the deep state. And these people will fight hard because they have vested interests in policies like green energy policies, because they are making money out of it. So it is going to be a tough fight for President Trump. And what my book is it's a warning. It's a warning to America that it's not just enough to win. You know, this is a real battle with a left that has never been more virulent, never been more intransigent, and never been more underhand if they were in the way they fight. They're using everything. They're using the law courts. They're taking over our institutions. They're not just fighting us at the ballot box. And conservatives need to fight back hard.
Yes, I mean, you're lucky that the worst thing that happened is they got you out of office very quickly. But I assume they didn't try and arrest you and put you in jail for the rest of your life like they're doing in America to President Donald Trump.
Well, not yet. Not yet. But I'm still fighting because I believe in this cause. And I believe that we will only succeed when Britain cuts taxes, cuts regulation, gets fracking, becomes more competitive, and really controls our borders. And what we're seeing here with illegal immigration is too many decisions lie in the hands of the courts, and too many of those people making the decisions in the courts aren't accountable enough for those decisions. So it's very, very important we deal with illegal immigration in Britain. We've got a problem with small boats on the Channel. You've got a problem with southern border, but you cannot have a successful sovereign nation with porous borders. It just doesn't work.
You are fantastic. You're a breath of fresh air. President Trump's looking for a vice president. Maybe he should look to you, Liz.
First of all, I'm committed to saving Britain. You know, that is my absolute focus. Okay. And I think you have to be born in the USA, don't you? And I was born in Oxford, England, so I'm afraid it's not a job for me.
All right. Well, by the way, I've got a very beautiful daughter, and she attended Harvard and Oxford. So she spent some time in England at your wonderful Harvard-like institution, and she was at the top of her class.
Congratulations to your daughter, but I was going to say, I don't know which university is more woke now, Oxford or Harvard.
Yes.
And that is one of the problems we face, that our institutions have been taken over by people that we thought were fringe nutters. We thought these people were on our fringe, and now they're there on university campuses promoting terrorism and actively trying to target Jews, which I think is appalling.
Horrible. and they're threatening to burn down my alma mater, Columbia University. That's where I'm from, Columbia. And they've taken over the buildings, and they're threatening to burn them down. You know what my answer is? It would probably be a good start for America. If you burn down Columbia, Harvard, Princeton.
Wait, I think you need to get to Columbia, and you need to save them.
Yeah. I think it's too late. When I went there, they were just as bad as they are now. They were all a bunch of Marxists. They hated America even then. And believe it or not, most of my classmates were Jewish, and they hated Israel even then. So it's a bunch of people that are just misguided, dysfunctional, and just radical, strange people. Columbia's never changed. It was as bad then when I was there as it is now. Hey, Liz, we've got to run, but we've been with former Prime Minister of Great Britain, Liz Truss, the author of the new book, 10 Years to Save the West. You've now heard her, so you know you got to get a copy of the book. Go to Amazon or go to some great bookstore and grab a copy. 10 Years
to Save the West.
There it is.
Great to be there.
10 Years to Save the West. There it is.
Thank you, Wayne.
Prime Minister Truss, you are endorsed by Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Sponsor J6 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Here is a cause near and dear to my heart. Sponsor J6. I've become an official January 6th Patriot partner, working with Sponsor J6 to help raise money for our tortured political prisoners, or as President Trump calls them, hostages. These patriots are being held hostage by our weaponized justice system, and they desperately need our help. They're being persecuted by the Banana Republic communist dictatorship known as the Biden regime. Most of these men used to be the main breadwinners for their families, and now their young wives and kids at home are struggling to survive because daddy's in prison. It's up to us to sponsor these brave January 6 patriots. That's why I partnered with sponsor J6.com. This is how we send in donations that pay for each of the prisoners' food and clothing and hygiene products, their soap, their shampoo, and their phone calls home to their families. They need our help. So please go to sponsorj6.com and make a real tangible difference in the life of a January 6er. Sponsorj6.com. And Jake Lang was the creator of Sponsor J6, and he's been a guest often, a frequent guest on this show. And Jake Lang is back in solitary for no reason. Trumped up charges. We think it's because he was going to be on my show. They had put him in solitary, and they had mistreated him badly. He said the worst he's ever been treated. Absolutely torture, cruel and unusual punishment. And he told me this in a text. And I said, let's have you on the show to talk about it. Great. And then he was supposed to be on the show the next day. And suddenly, his lawyer says, like 15 guards came in and beat him badly and then dragged him into solitary again. And I texted him last night and said, are you out yet? And his assistant texted me back. I guess she has use of his cell phone. And she said, no, he's in solitary for another 27 days. Folks, this is horrible. This is horrendous. This is not America. This is disgusting. Was it because he was going to be on my show and spill the beans about the way he's being tortured? My God. How could this be America? This doesn't happen to any BLM protester, any Antifa protester, or any, I like to call them domestic terrorist pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine, anti-Jew, anti-Israel protester. Nobody throws them in jail and throws the key away and sticks them in solitary and beats them. And you say, why is this happening to Jake Lang? It's because they want him to settle. They'd probably let him out tomorrow if he would just sign at the dotted line and say, yes, I was a terrible person. I committed crimes on January 6th. He's already been in jail through four birthdays. If he's willing to say he's a criminal, then
they would let him out. But he won't say that. He wants to go to trial, and they keep saying, we don't want a trial, settle. And he keeps saying no, and they go, okay, then we'll show you. We'll show you. You're going to say yes, because we're going to torture you till you say yes. Incredible. Incredible. And then the other big news story of the day, you know, for the longest time, I've talked about these COVID vaccines. I've been the only mainstream host with major TV shows, major nationally syndicated radio shows, columns all over the country, nationally syndicated newspaper columns, who stuck my neck out and said the COVID vaccines are dangerous and deadly, and they're killing people left and right. And in the trials, lots of people died, and they covered it up, and they told the doctors, no problem, nobody died. And the doctors told everyone, it's great, no one will die. No one died in the trials. They were perfect. And it's not true. They died in the trials after being vaccinated. And they covered it up. And I've said this again and again. And then I saw the VAERS list, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, showing how horrible the deaths were, more than any vaccine in history combined. All the vaccines combined. In just the first few months, everybody dying was higher than all the vaccines in American history combined. And I reported this, and it's only gotten worse from there. It's only gone downhill from there. CDC concealed evidence linking deaths to Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Internal documents reveal. The CDC officials found evidence that the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines caused multiple deaths before they claimed that there was no evidence linking the vaccines to any deaths. What more does anyone need to say? What more does anyone need to say? So many deaths, and they lied and claimed there were no deaths. The numbers are staggering at this point. I've seen the numbers in data from all over the world. I'm a Jew, and I've seen the numbers in Israel. I may be on Israel's side in their war against Gaza, but I know this Israeli government fell for this hook, line, and sinker. Pfizer, in my opinion show, Pfizer bought off the Israeli government, including a guy I used to love, Benjamin Netanyahu, and they paid them so much money, whether it was under the table, over the table, jobs for their wives. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was campaign contributions. Pfizer owns Israel. Israel became the test case for the vaccines, and so many people have died, and so many people are sick in Israel. It's so sad what they've done to the Israeli people. They made them the guinea pig for the vaccine. I mean, they've got more boosters, I think, than any other country in the world, and the numbers are scary, what's happening in Israel and America and Great Britain and Canada and Australia. Every country in the world that's vaccinated, France, people are dying left and right since the vaccines came out. The excess deaths are through the roof, and now we know the CDC concealed the evidence of deaths. Good night. Coming back on radio.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.